Beginning of Daf Masechet Chagiga Daf Chavav. Beginning of the base. Beginning of the master. Beginning of the Gemara. Shle Tigu B'Shulchan. They told them, "Be careful! Don't touch the table." Which Taisa explains. Obviously, we're talking about the Oritz. We're talking about Kahanim Demiratzin. Oilchem Lehechel L'Shtaf was coming that they go to the Hechel to bow down. That's what we're talking about. And be careful! Don't touch the Shulchan when you're in by the Hechel, because Eli Yisrael. If we're talking about a non-Kohen, Lohay you're doing Leilah. If they weren't appropriate to go up Ben Ulam Azbech, they can't even go between the area of the Antechem and the altar. Sure, they're not touching the Shulchan. And Mechem Ben Rashi. That's what Rashi explains. Now, we didn't say Menor in our Mishnah because it doesn't say the word Tamid over there. Now, Pesh Rashi, Rashi says, I did Tamid the Ksibba. I does say Tamid by the Menor. Ah, says to Rashi, Lo, don't really Tamid the Shulchan. You can't compare it to the Tamid that it says by Shulchan. The I Tamid, this says Tamid by the Menor. It just means every single night. Come on, Elas, Tamid, Omid, but Tamid, the Bechabiti Kohen Gadol. Like, it says the word Tamid constant by the carbon Tamid and the flower offering that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day. Just means constant, that's every single day. But not all at all time of the day. But it was the menorah was not lit during the daytime because the erev bat baikah says from evening till morning. Ten lomi dasim erev bat baikah, give the measurement from evening till morning. All day you could remove it and you could table it and you could do whatever you have to do. But the tamid that it says by the shulchan, it's all day and all night. Now lechem nesadah l'mishabbat shabbos, because the bread had to be organized then from Shabbos to Shabbos. That's a Rashi explains. Now, make sure B'chon and B'chon asked, I'm saying this on Daf Lamad Beis Mashmat, sounds like the name of Abi that the Western light, Doily Kalayim, the did was lit all day. Christian and Menahu Yamadlik, it was from there that they would light when in the evening was Uba and Messiah, and that's where they would finish off with, because it was actually lit all day. Mustam, Mataman Afka says to us, presumably, how do we know it was lit all day? Because from the word Tamad that it has to be lit all day. Not like Rashi. Now, Void Kashra B'chonon, Allah Dehi, what's actually difficult on that is because the exhibit says, Me'erav Ad Boikir, from even till more. Meshur Chacham, the Chacham Abel Yimendasa, which is a measurement, L'chatzilug, from L'chatzilug. So, similarly, it was not all day. So, Be'eshlam Tessil, what you can say is, Me'komokom L'hoi Yibet Fame B'shah Ne'er. So, you're right, they didn't put in by the Ne'er Marabi more than the other Ne'ers. Me'komokom Me'ela, Machmas Anes, because by default, because the miracle Delikal Yim, it did light all day. But when the miracle was not there, then they would light it in the morning so that they could light from it the other ones. Because it says Lafanei Tamid, which they did have to light from it and conclude with that. So it comes out that also Lafanei Tamid that says by Nema Ravi is not going on the time that they would light it, but rather that it has to be lit all day. And since sometimes it would lit, sometimes it's not, so therefore the Pasuk was not referring to that, and therefore because we can't not rely on the miracle. And therefore, that's why it's not difficult. That why we mean menorah l'ksibah tamid, because it. Although that, yeah, they would go ahead and light it, and sometimes it was lit, but that's not as the tamid as it is by the shulchan. K'nei tez master begin with the gemara kli etz osel nachas. It's a wooden vessel that's meant to be stationary, which is not makabel tuma. Now, Hekshesh Rabbanan says, what do you mean? How could you say it's kliyitz asal nachas? Kol shanim shal yisrobe midba. All the years the Jews were in the desert. Even talmudists, they used to travel. The men based masalis, they would move it. So therefore, so then the shulchan is not meant to be stationary. Why do you have to then make a proof of the fact that the Torah calls it the pure table? Mechal diketame. Obviously, you confirm that it is tame, and the Gemara to give a whole pshat why, even though we would think asal nachas, it's not asal nachas. But here it's another Rebbechana answer. It says, no, the Leitzach Kra, the Pasuk was not only necessary, Rekel, never given, Meshila Beis Elamim, Shalaisim et Tutel. You're right, not in the Midbar. The other times in history, where it was not movable. Veshemin Mikra, and that's what they mean in the Pasuk. Shemin Mikra, that they would lift it up, and if it's not considered Asa Nachas, which Taisa says, Leinir, that does not seem to be correct. Kimin Shalaisim et Tutel's Kra. If in previous times, or in the times of the Midbar, it was moved, so Abmeshabar Beis Elamim, not really enough, Kimin Kabbalah's Tumor Rishayna. So even when it comes to the Beis Elamim, and now they're not moving it anymore, it doesn't remove it from the state of that it is at least susceptible because it was at one point, Mitul Telus. So Eliyahu Shlomo Rather says what you could say, Lemhani Teltula. No, the fact that they moved it in the midbar, that's not effective to undo the Asl Nachas. It's not like this was the only thing that was movable. It was moved with everything else. So you can't consider it like what's considered to sock, that it's moved on its own, because here it wasn't something distinct about this, and therefore it still would be considered clear it's Asl Nachas. Next test master big mud gmas luka kisidure. Regarding lechem upon them, they showed, wow, look how dear you are, the Jewish people, that it's removed as it was organized. Which Tais says, let's enjoy rach. That's regarding that it was soft and it didn't get hard over the week. Now, Mashama Pasik, which Rashi translates as literally, that chayim be a milag chay, that it was warm on the day it was taken. So it says lavdafka. That's not precise. Well, it's not about warm, it's about that it was soft. Because all the chamlohay, because it wasn't warm. Because they could make a mandama menachas and namsadi game a bay, she nefes me'er Shabbos, it would bake from me'er Shabbos. The efshe shishma chayim at the Shabbos, it's not possible that it was warm even till the first Shabbos, let alone the second Shabbos. In loish, and then the dvarav, nisha betan lishma chayim at Shabbos, unless it says, unless It's what actually what they would keep it into the oven. I mean, they baked it from Erev Shabbos, but they would keep it warm in the oven until Shabbos in the morning, and then maybe it was warm when they put it on, and maybe therefore it was warm when they took it off. Next, Tais Master beginning to go with the words the Gemara Bechli Asalgim, which Tais says you talk as far as possible that you have to explain Shishim Ir, the name of a city. And the Gears actually is the Enim Chashuvim Kilma Vayim Shaman, and those are not significant vessels to come up, but because if not, you would have Bakash would be difficult. Because the Hachamash special Eitzah, you hear it sounds like that these Kli Asligin is made out of wood. And Bahasim Zochim Perik Damachad is Amtsadi Damanav, Mashmash Shalor, it sounds like it was from leather. Can the Bish Rashi, like Rashi explained, you have an Oyer Toy and keep his Makim Kodesh, that the leather needs to be washed in the holy place. So is it leather or wood? So it's both, because it's not really going on the material, it's just talking about the location, the name of the city. And that's what Asalgim is. Next says Matam Ingul Zigmar Kambitzibo Imit. He would talk about where the plating is permanent. The Shel Mikdash Lahayim. In contrast, that of the one in the base of Mikdash was not permanent. Because the Shulchan Sayyid Mikdash, there was three tables in the Mikdash. Just like Betzal, we know, made three boxes for the Aron. One wood and two gold plated in the outside. That's how the Shulchan was. But Tzibo Nechlas here, and therefore the plating is very easy to remove. And therefore it's not considered Imit. And therefore, that's why it's different than a different type of a tzipui, as we're describing. That therefore it wasn't bottled to the tzipui, in contrast to what we find by tzipu emet. Now, the Eshman Parshman, some explain actually the opposite. But tzipu emet, what does that mean? Tzipu deshayish. For example, let's say when you have a marble plated kugan shulchan b'dubolki deshayish av, which is that mission over there that the Gemara brings, that the shayish av, that the marble is thick, v'chazik and strong, v'gambala eats, and even without the wood, nami amayilav, the marble is on, it's like its own table on its own. Ah, l'kach l'chashav eats, therefore, the wood that's underneath it is not significant, and therefore it can be considered as marble. But regarding the table that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Mishkan, azov ha'yadak v'kodesh, the gold is thin and flimsy, below eats, without the wood, it wouldn't be able to stand on its own. Ah, lafikach eitz ikar. Therefore, that's where the wood is primary. But see, but lagabei, and therefore, that's where the plating is nullified, is secondary to the wood. And that's what's called tzipashen oimid. Next says, "Vat begin with the Gemara Shani Shulchan." Oh, the Shulchan is different. The Rachman the Kari eitz, because the Torah calls it eitz. So although technically we would consider it as the gold, but the Torah is calling it wood, and therefore it's going to have the halacha as wood. Now, it says a yesh lahakshas. Now you have to ask that the Gemara answering around the Shulchan. If not for the fact that the other girl picked it up, not be mekabel tuma. Why? Oh, it's plated with gold. This doesn't have to be something that could be movable. Yeah, but the Torah calls it wood. And wood is not mekabel tuma unless it has a certain criterion. So the question is, and why is the Mishnah saying that the Mizbech is mekabel tuma? Mizbech name creates. Mizbech is also called dates. Because that's the Pasuk Gemara previously brought. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, although we bring it to the Shulchan, but the actual words in the Pasuk are Mizbech, eight shalosh amas. Mizbech is wood, three amas. And so you see that it's also called eitz. Now, so then the question, but not the Mishnah, we learned in the Mishnah, the Plagi Bay, that we have machlekes between Rebbe Leza and the Chachamim, that Mishnah, that according to Rebbe Leza, the Leibot Latziba Gaba eitz, that the plating is not primary, elo, meaning it's not secondary to the plating, elo eitz bottle, rather the wood is bottled to the tzipa. Now, that's why it's going to have the halacha that's going to be tar, because we cannot that corner of is tar because it's like karka. Chum says tummy because of the plating, and obviously corner of lazer that if the wood is bottled to the tzipui, that's why you needed to have that drasha of adama. And that's not like we're saying here by the Shulchan, that even though there's plating, but since the Torah calls it eitz, that's primary. So why don't you say it's him regarding the Mizbech? But additionally, you could ask the opposite, that you see that by the Mizbech, the primary is not the wood, as the Gemara is qualifying, we're going based on the primary is the tzipui, that Amma Besamach. The Gemara says shortly in the Lishna Basra, but Ibaisim, if you want, you could say that, oh, Rabbanon, that they say, they also hold that it's Tar. What are they saying? Mimnesha B'tzupin is Rebbe Leza Kamri. They're talking to Rebbe Leza. And they say, my daiter, what's your understanding to say that it would be tummy if we didn't compare it to karka from adamah, from the mitzupin, because they're plated, and the wood would be secondary to the tzipui. To the contrary, mivtal bottle tzipui gabay. The plane should be bottle to the wood, because the wood is the primary. It's not makabel tumah. Now, from the fact they're saying that the tzipui is bottle, and not because the Torah calls it wood, sounds like almost so we see the time that tzipui bottle gabay eats. But based on what we're saying, is that, but what do you mean? Shouldn't the wood be primary because it's called eitz? Now, vilu gabe shulchan v'dulav v'dulvaki heichad loshay klum, where there was nothing left over of the wood. It was totally plated. Then bottle eitz agav tzipui. Then the wood is bottle with the tzipui. Which again, why wouldn't you say that that it's eitz? The Torah calls it eitz, and therefore it should be eitz. Now, Amiyu, however, says Hach Krod Mizbech Shal Eitz. This pasuk that we're asking from, that we see Mizbech Shal Eitz, it's called Mizbech called wood, which is the basis of our question. Metargim Yonason actually translates Besoida, not as Mizbech, but actually as the Shulchan, which the Gemara previously had said this, because ultimately the pasuk even says Shulchan, because the Samach Mizbech did the Hava, because since the Shulchan was close in the Hichal to the Mizbech Shal Zav, therefore it was called Mizbech. A Mizbech, let me crush it, but the truth is, Mizbech is not called wood, and therefore the whole question falls off. And we got a Shulchan, it's in the crates. And the truth is, even the Shulchan, a table we don't find is called Eitz, Kima Shulchan is a Mizbech. Like we're saying in Targum Yonison, it means the Shulchan that's near the Mizbech, but Afkim Lashem Mizbech, and the fact that we see that we're actually calling a Mizbech. I'm a Shem Shulchan with the Balki, but maybe a table and there's this foldable chair, Eitz Laker, maybe it's not called wood. Therefore, the plating would not be bottled to it. If you wouldn't leave, if you don't leave anything over, and it's a din min yuchad in the shulchan in the mishkan, which was near the mizbech hazav. The Rabbi Luchan turns to the question. He says the whole question is not difficult. Why? Kitnan b'masin. We learned in the Mishnah kol kim shay b'mikdash. All the vessels in the mizbech to in tefila had to be tevel chutz mizbech hazav and chayshah, except for the golden altar and the copper altar. Mizbech and the chayshah. Why? Because the chutz mizbech abadim tasli. And stoneware, if it's called avanim, stoneware is not makabel tum. And mizbech hazav, because the chesiv hamnoyv mizbech hayis, which is in the plural, but it's kishladodi, and they compare it to each other, which therefore mizbech hazav has the same halacha too. The fikach nevatel tzibug mizbech anocheshes. Therefore, we nullify the plating by the mizbech anocheshes to its primary element. And hilchach lemakabel tum, there is not makabel tuma. And from this pasuk itself, we see that it's not being called aids. And it's not included in the pasuk mizbech shalish amos, because like we see that we only know it from comparing it to the mizbech avonim of the mizbech anocheshes. Now, ach tzarchim, but this is what one has to look into is according to the rabban lishna bas, they hold that the mizbech is also eitz. So, how could mizbech shalish amos be my mutukim? Which mizbech is it going on? If the golden altar is just two amas and not more, so what would it even be referring to if you are saying it's the mizbech, not like we were saying all along in Taisus, so then which mizbech would it actually be referring to? Taisus does not answer that question.